Item five, report by regional board members. So I will start with my left, Mr. Delgado.
Just like to welcome our two new board members. Thank you both for signing on.
Welcome to both of our new board, newest board members.
Mr. Johnston?
I have no report to make.
Just thank you for the very warm welcome. I didn't have the opportunity to address the nomination of chair and vice chair, but both of you in the short time that I've known you have been very welcoming, and I just thank you for offering your support.
Thank you. And Mr. Young, I'll start this way.
I have had some meetings, contacts with people. After our last board meeting, the chair gave me some direction to attend the Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors hearing and meeting agenda item they had on the county's LAMP, the local area management program involving the septic systems. And so I attended that hearing, and it was by teleconference because it was in Santa Maria, and I appeared here on the screen. And the county was debating whether to accept any amendments that had been proposed by Heal the Ocean to what was currently in the draft LAMP. And in the end, because there was such dispute over whether to do that or not and whether the stakeholders had enough input in that, in reviewing the amendment language, the supervisors decided to just submit the LAMP as it was written at that point in time, not to consider any of the amendments. And I did encourage the Board of Supervisors to do that so that the LAMP could get to our board, because we have not had a chance to formally review it at all and to have an open public debate and discussion about the merits of it. So that happened, I believe, in early December, if I'm not mistaken. That was the first reading of the ordinance. And then after that, Chair Wolf did give me direction to go ahead and meet with each of the individual supervisors, the five of them, for the county. And I did complete that last week. I met with all five individually and simply was trying to open up just a dialogue, because it's so difficult to do it, you know, when you're in a formal agenda item, you know, with constraints. And there was, I felt, some misconceptions that had been generated at the Board of Supervisors hearing in December that I wanted to address as to what our board was trying to do, what process we were going through, you know, why we hadn't had a chance to formally review their LAMP before, well, still not yet, but when we would be doing it, and kind of letting them know what the board had publicly said were its concerns. So all that was expressed, and I just had kind of a meet and greet with each of the supervisors to let them know what we were doing and the time framing for everything. And I had mentioned that in May, staff was going to try to get the Santa Barbara County LAMP item on our agenda for formal review. So that concludes my discussions. Yes, Dr. Hunter.
Mr. Young, for all of us that are familiar with this, can you tell us what LAMP stands for?
Local Area Management Program. So it's a program that has developed subsequent to SB, Ken, is it 885 or 855? 885. 885, which was actually Assemblymember Hannabeth Jackson's legislation like 10 years ago to have the State Water Board go through and upgrade all of the on-site wastewater disposal regulations statewide. And so that effort took 10 years to do. And the State Board came down with its policy like a year ago or 2 years ago.
2012.
3 years ago?
June 2012.
Okay, 2012, so like a couple of years ago. And so as part of that, we have a new acronym, LAMP, that was generated. And Ken, do you want to really describe what that is?
Well, the policy describes a process and certain minimum conditions that have to be incorporated or addressed in the local agency management plan. The counties have 5 years from the date of the passage by the board. The counties then have to bring that LAMP to the regional board for approval. Santa Barbara is ahead of all the counties in our region, and so that's why we are currently engaged with them. We do have a meeting scheduled for March 4th or 5th, where we will be meeting with the county health director to discuss some of the regional board's concerns and try to get those addressed before they bring it to this board, which we think we will schedule for the May meeting in San Luis Obispo.
And so part of the tension we have is that the default provisions in the state board's policy, some of those provisions, some of the counties may not like. They may be a little too restrictive for them. And so this is an opportunity for them to create their own program, and it has to be reviewed and accepted by the water board. And so that's what we're trying to work out in that process. So there is a time limit by which they have to get their LAMP approved. And Santa Barbara is the first one for us to take a look at and see, you know, how are they going to address areas of known groundwater impacts to failing septic systems. Evidently, all of our counties have some of these areas, and our board has expressed interest in how these areas are going to be addressed in terms of protecting beneficial uses. So.
Thank you for helping with reaching out to the Board of Supervisors. Appreciate that effort. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Ms. Thomasburg?
Yes, I on January 21st, Wednesday, shortly after returning from vacation, met with the Central Coast Groundwater Coalition regarding the groundwater monitoring activities, the groundwater characterization efforts, and the groundwater contouring, and then future plans for implementing best management practices with the group. And after I met with them, I found it very overwhelming because I was missing quite a few pieces of information that I have tried to beef up my brain on because there's so much information from the last 2 years. So I asked my 50 questions, and they answered my 50 questions. And so now we're up against another item tomorrow regarding this.
And if I may jump in, just to clarify for the record that tomorrow we will also go through disclosures related to those specific board items.
Thank you. Dr. Hunter, and Dr. Hunter is our, for our new board members, is our environmental justice representative. We have Dr. Hunter at these meetings to take the opportunity to give us a little update too on her activities in regard to EJ. So thank you.
Thank you very much. And so it's an important time for the staff to have a chance to help organize and summarize some of the work that's ongoing. For background, this region staff participated, particularly Matt Keeling, along with myself and Michael Johnston, participated in the governor's statewide Safe Drinking Water Committee, which was a couple years in trying to look at this issue for disadvantaged communities, in particular statewide, under AB 685, the human right to safe drinking water, and AB 1249 to address the additional measures that are potentially reachable to assure safe water for disadvantaged communities. So with that context, I'm pleased to report that the UCLA research project, which has identified three, they are working to establish three pilot sites And our region is being considered as one of the locations for these three pilot sites for RO wellhead treatment. And this is something called, they're calling a distributed smart water treatment system, which is remotely operated and which will be a pilot study for multiple years. They recently received $2 million for implementation, design and implementation of systems. So the exact location of these RO wellhead treatment systems has not been determined, but we are still being considered, areas in this region. So we're very supportive of that, and I understand that the State Board is very interested in seeing this go forward. It's a temporary step in a long-term effort to solve a very serious problem we have with nitrate contamination of well water that is actually potable water. And so we know that people are drinking contaminated water, and these are systems that are typically 15 or less hookups, which means that they fall below the public health regulations. And so this has become an issue that we're helping to define in different ways. I want to thank Matt Keeling and John Robertson and Angela Schroeder, who have been spearheading this for staff. So to the point of our current work, we have a tour with some community leaders coming up on February 27th. I will be joining this group of community leaders. Gita Kapahi from the State Water Board will also be joining us, and she is conducting a statewide effort and leading a statewide committee. It's okay. Leading a statewide committee to consider to help draw, I think, a collaboration across the regions to understand what our issues are and how we might best address them, what resources we have, and what other measures we might propose in order to make some headway with this issue. So the current tour is set for February 27th. I understand that CRLA will be leading along with the Environmental Justice Coalition for Water. And the effort there is to have a chance to talk with folks directly in the community, those who are concerned or actually experiencing nitrate contaminated water in their community, and understand what the issues are that are related to it. In addition to looking at the nitrate drinking water issue, we also are interested in expanding our awareness and our relationship to communities that typically have not had an opportunity or that have not been engaged in the work of the Regional Water Quality Control Board. And that includes some of our tribal communities, which we have not had the opportunity to really speak directly to. So we are looking forward to establishing through working with organizations in the community, working with community leaders, to begin the process of really helping to define what the issues are and how these issues are impacting communities, and then considering through the statewide effort plans, what actions, what recommendations we might be able to support and help and partner in this effort. And so I thank all that have been involved with this, and this is 2015, so we're starting off with this idea of moving, working more directly in the communities, and I hope that other tours will be possible in the future. And I encourage my fellow board members to, as convenient to their schedules, that they can participate in these tours. We've done these tours in a number of ways with many stakeholders over the past years, and they're very informative, they're very helpful, and I feel really critical to our understanding of the issues before us. So I'll end there. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I could ask you to pause for a moment while I redial the attorney, please.
So we'll let our EO IT coordinator All right. So thank you, Dr. Hunter, for that report. And in regard to my report, I'd like to just quickly circle back on the chair position. I must say that I very much appreciate the excellent work relationship that I have developed over last year with Mr. Harris. You know, there are a lot of issues that we have to address, and you know, this cooperative effort has been excellent. So I publicly would like to thank you, Mr. Harris, for your great help. And also, having been able to work a little closer with staff, I want to recognize your efforts and thank all of you as well. Before moving on to quick updates on my activities, there's a gentleman in this room that I would like to recognize publicly, and this is our past board member, Mr. Mike Jordan. If you could stand up, please. I would like to thank you. Thank you for assisting us with all these different briefs and meetings, and you were one of the lucky participants of some long marathon meetings that we have had, so many, many thanks for your years of service. Well appreciated.
And if I could, Mr. Chair, Mike, I wanted to just thank you. I enjoyed your presence immensely on the board. I appreciated your ability to read through some of the most complex things that we had and come up to speed remarkably quickly for a new board member, and in having the ability to ask the key questions without all of the excess baggage that usually goes along, kind of like hitting the nail right on the head with one or two questions. And I'm going to miss that presence on the board, but I wanted to thank you for your service on behalf of you know, the board itself. Thank you.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes, and Mike, I want to say I already miss you. You were a clear thinker, super articulate. You said what was on your mind very professionally, very civilly. As Jeff said, you sort of asked the toughest questions, sort of tough questions, and I really appreciated your contributions each meeting. Thank you.
Dr. Hunter?
I will just echo all of what has been expressed by my colleagues. I learned a great deal from you, Mike, and I really did appreciate the time that we had to deliberate and discuss and consider many aspects of issues before us, including the interests of the community and what tools we have to support and encourage and assist with our technical expertise, how best to move forward in meeting common goals. And as noted, you sliced through a lot of that and helped us to get to the heart of the matter. So I appreciate that. And I hope I can bring some of that to my work as I continue forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much for my colleague's comment. So as a little summary of my activities, in December, on December the 2nd last year, I attended the San Luis Obispo County Water Resource Advisory Committee of the county, which is the advisory committee representing the county on all matters pertaining to water quantity and water quality. On the December 9th, I attended with Mr. Harris a meeting with the city of Morro Bay and the city of Cayucas pertaining to location decision of their new water treatment plant that is being proposed, and presented also some suggestions associated with recycled water. On December the 12th, I met with the city manager, Mr. Jim Lewis, of the city of Pismo Beach on the topic of recycled water. The city is very much interested to enhance its recycled water program via various pipelines, utilizing existing old oil field pipelines and then moving water where needed, and also considering direct groundwater injection. Then on January the 8th, this year, 2015, had a phone conversation with Mr. Shemek pertaining to a matter associated with Monterey County water. Then on the 9th of this month, I met at the Regional Water Quality Control Board, did the introductions and closing remarks for a state-sponsored program called GRAP, which is the Grazing Regulatory Action Program. It was a standing room only, so we actually, at the last minute, had a second session in the afternoon in order to allow all interested stakeholders to attend the meeting. So this program is led by the central, by the Region 5 and six, correct?
Lahontan Region.
Lahontan Region and also State Board. And then lastly, although this is an item for tomorrow, but I'm going wholesale through all my activities, on yesterday, the 28th, I had a brief meeting with Mr. Perry Clausen, Abby Taylor, Claire Weinman, and their staff engineer representative on the topic of the Coalition Groundwater Monitoring Program. So that wraps up my activities.